an aircraft slide raft, the Speedo swimsuit, AeroGuard. What do these unassuming inventions have in common? Well, they're all Australian inventions that feature in comedian and design nerd Tim Ross's new book called What a Ripper, 60 Everyday Objects That Shaped Australia. I'm pleased to say Tim Ross joins me now. Tim, welcome to 2SER.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Will.
Thank you so much, Tim. Now, this book is described as a nostalgic adventure. I'm wondering what inspired you to go back in time and write a book about classic Australian inventions?
Well, I've always been interested in Australian history and particularly our design icons. And a couple of years ago, I did a similar exhibition at the Powerhouse Museum, and with things like the stack hat, and it had dolphin torches and the various bits and pieces from, I suppose, from the 1960s up until the late 1980s. And people either reminisced about them or they were very curious about a time when, which seems quite peculiar today to think that plenty of the things that we had in our homes were designed and manufactured in Australia, which is rarely happens today. Why that happened, why it disappeared, and also what it meant to us to have things that were homegrown, homemade, home designed.
Yeah, so I'm interested in how you chose which 60 objects to include in your book.
Well, I suppose they needed to have some sort of story that went with them that I found interesting, and some of them are less everyday than others, but I mean, whether or not it's like everyone's touched the pedestrian buzzer with the arrow on it that was designed in Sydney back in the day, and the guy who designed that, David Wood, was, you know, extraordinary. And they're an everyday item that we've all touched, we all have it, but we don't realise it was designed and manufactured here and that they've been sold all over the world. Or similarly, the dolphin torch, which was, they still make today, but the original Australian version of it from the early 1970s, designed in Sydney and ended up being one of the, I think it was the high-selling torch all around the world for the next 14 years, which is an extraordinary achievement. And then there's other ones like that I love, and it's sort of, or stories that I didn't realise, the fact that, you know, the AeroGuard came about because that had an old lotion that was made to basically keep flies off sheep, and they sort of adapted it in World War II to keep flies off the soldiers. And then the Queen came out in the 1950s and they were worried about her swatting away flies while she was on television. And so they gave her a version of it, and it worked really well, and it hit the papers. And then AeroGuard read about it, and or Mortine as they were then, and rang up the CSIRO who developed it, and basically were given the formula for nothing. And it's become the smell of summers ever since.
Wow, some fascinating revelations. Now, your book also reveals the high standard of design in Australia. Why do you think design is an interesting way to examine our history?
Well, I think it's important for us to look at all things that can define who we are.
Yeah.
And not quite often that's, it might be sport, which is a huge one, and obviously broadly the arts, the things that make us proud, but often our design and architecture isn't something that we elevate in a similar way. But ultimately, great buildings, particularly public buildings, are things that affect us and move us, and we don't have to live in them to love them. And similarly, things that we could touch and use on an everyday basis, if they have some sort of connection to us, I think it's really important to remind everyone that that's something we can be proud of. And I think it's at the cornerstone of it, I suppose, is also the fact that I think it's something we're very, very good at. We're very good at problem solving. We're very good at making do. We're very good at finding creative solutions. And we need to hold on to that. We can't wait for the computers to do it all for us, because it ain't going to happen. You know, like we need to dig a little deeper and fix problems for ourselves with our own brains, I think.
And speaking of ourselves, speaking of Australians, you said that back, you know, in the 60s, 70s and 80s, a lot of, I guess, items in our household were made in Australia, less so now, though. So do you think modern Australia still produces objects with the same cultural impact as those from those decades?
No, I think we struggle across the board. You take out the fact that, so when I was a kid, you know, our sandwich maker was made here, the microwave was probably made here, the television was made here. There are things that aren't sustainable, but they were also things that can unite us. And so certain people of a generation will look at the photo of something like the Stacat, the famous bike helmet, and it will bring back memories of Christmas, and they were things that were ubiquitous. If we look at Down, which is probably, you know, something that's incredibly important for your audience, is the similar path for Australian music and how music's not permeating through our society in the same way that it once did. And we see our response to that is that we recoil and we're upset about it. We have to keep telling our stories. We have to keep sharing the things that matter to us. And we're slowly sort of waving goodbye to them without putting up enough of a fight. So we know that Australian music resonates with us more than any other. But, you know, obviously with the streaming services, they're not looking after our interests in that way. So I think broadly reconsidering things that we manufacture, create, anything that we do, whether it's television, film, music, video games, whatever it is, the things that we create and how they unite us and the stories they tell about us are incredibly important to celebrate.
Now, have you got a favourite invention that features in this book, perhaps an object you hold close to your heart or one you're still using today?
The story that I like, there's a Decor wine cooler in the book, and in the late 1970s, this is a gorgeous plastic design thing, and because BYO restaurants were a huge part of our lives, and we clearly still take booze when we go to picnics and parties, but yeah. It won the Prince Philip Design Award at the time. Prince Philip loved them so much that he took one home to Buckingham Palace.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, and then that same design is in the Museum of Modern Art in New York, in the permanent collection, because it's a brilliant piece of design. So yeah. I think those stories need to be told. You know, they're little stories, but they're a little tidbit, something to share with your mates, but also an important reminder that we can create great things.
Yeah, for sure. And your book does exactly that. It explores those great things and tells those stories. Tim, this is such a unique book. I can't wait to get a hold of it. Have a read, perhaps even share it with my parents.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll resonate with them, buddy.
I'm sure it will as well. Look out for What a Ripper in all good bookstores, and check out modernistabooks.com if you're interested in Tim's podcast, Big Design Adventure. Thanks for joining me, Tim.
Good on you, buddy. Cheers.